Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Be heard by calling 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
All right, welcome back to Cordishy and Coit and WEEI. 401-737-1287. The phone number, back to the calls we go. Jeff is in Cranston. Jeff, thanks for holding. You're next on Cordishy and Coit and WEEI. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff, you there?
Hello.
Three. Jeff.
Hello.
Jeff. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, I just dropped him.
Oh, no.
Oh, Joey P., did you not have him potted up? Is that the problem?
Nah, he was all good on my end.
Dang. All right. Maybe he put the
call
phone
back,
down.
Jeff.
Jeff, if you're listening.
Call back.
My bad. I didn't hear anything after we called your name a couple of times.
It's and your then, trigger finger there, Cordishy.
We said Jeff. Jeff, nothing.
Hello.
And then literally, as I was pressing drop, I hear hello. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Ah.
So,
call back.
Another texter taking issue with me. Scott, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. It makes sense that the relationship had run its course, but you're mad that he didn't show the enthusiasm he's showing now. He has a fresh start. Of course he's more motivated. I get why he's motivated.
Oh, yeah.
I understand that. All I'm saying is there's a lot of reasons why I soured on Tom in his attitude and approach his last couple of years here in New England. I have the right to feel that way. I mean,
it's just not the same guy. Yeah, that we were used to that guy being that enthusiastic here.
Yeah.
And so we just feel, I think we've said this before, we felt sort of cheated out of the last year of Tom Brady because you didn't feel like you were getting the full or the real Tom Brady that we know and love here.
Look, sometimes you pick sides, right? And in this case, I'm more on Belichick's side than I am on Brady's side. That's just my opinion. Just like when Parcells and Kraft split up, I was more on Parcells' side. I think Kraft made the mistake there. You know, I think Kraft wanted to become that meddlesome owner that wanted to be involved in the football operation, and Parcells bristled at that. And I was mad that Parcells left New England because I think Kraft kind of mismanaged him in that situation. I picked a side. I'm sorry. Just the way I feel.
For the most part, I think Kraft learned from that experience, you know, especially with Belichick.
Right. But just because I picked Parcells' side doesn't mean I think Kraft isn't a great owner.
Right.
Just because I'm picking Belichick's side here doesn't mean I don't think Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Right.
You know?
Situations.
All right. Jeff is back with us.
Great.
Jeff, are you there?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Real quick, just on the golf and on baseball. I think the golf is great. My only concern is if it turns into overkill and they overload us with it, too many matches a year. But I'll tell you, Scott, know who was pretty impressive? It was Justin Thomas doing the commentary.
You know what?
He was funny,
Jeff.
I do.
And that little slip that they sort of, I would say it was a slip because I don't think they wanted that to go on the air, but him telling Barkley, you know, I could dunk on your rear end now. Like that was real. It was real. You like that stuff, Jeff.
Yeah, real quick, I got a couple suggestions for them. I think the problem is going to be this, just like few athletes out there right now that are like star worthy. I mean, you'd almost want to try to score like if a Patrick Mahomes was there, Steph Curry. I mean, maybe you can get like a Wayne Gretzky. But also what they should try is, I mean, a big thing about these last two matches is the courses they've played. So if you were to ever get them to play like a Pine Valley or, St. Andrews, something like that, would be pretty impressive. But real quick on the baseball, I used to be such a huge fan, but now I'm kind of like, people don't have time for it. I think the problem everyone has with this now is during this pandemic, if this was going on during somewhat, if you want to call it normal times, people would probably side with the players. But I think that the owners have played these guys to air this out in public, which is the bigger problem. When you have people complaining about, you know, working, where you have 40 million people on unemployment right now, and everyone is very emotional about all this. They don't want to hear about a guy having to take a millionaire taking a few million dollars of a pay cut for a year when that money could probably be deferred over the rest of their contract. And you've got people that are on unemployment, not knowing if they have a job, taking pay cuts, and probably not knowing if and when they actually do come back to work. So, I mean, I think it really sours the a fan base that is kind of diminishing as it is. And I'm just wondering your thoughts on that.
Yeah, we said it when they came out and made the comments that they did, you know, Bryce Harper and what's his name from
Blake
the Rays,
Snell.
Blake Snell, you know, tone deaf.
Totally.
Yep, absolutely.
No, and you have people that are worried about, you know, whether or not they're going to be able to pay next month's rent, you know, and they're listening to guys complain about, you're right, losing a few million dollars. The timing absolutely has a lot to do with this, because you're right, Jeff. I think if this were normal times, then I think we probably would not be as sour about it, because we'd look at it and say, ah, the owners, they're just greedy. They're making all this money and they're not going to, like, but, you know, I think this situation is unique in the timing of it too. So, yeah, I it's hard to side with the players in this. It really is.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, I appreciate your time, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
For the phone call. Appreciate it. 401-737-1287, the phone number. Let's say hello to Victor in Fall River. Good morning, Victor. You're next on Cordishy and Coit.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Vic.
How are you?
Oh,
what's happening?
Wonderful. How are you, Victor?
Oh, I'm just splendid. Hey, just wanted to touch bases on baseball. How's that?
Sure. Hey.
Little segue.
But
I'm an out of work college umpire, and no Cape League, no baseball. It's just crazy. But I was actually excited to go into this season with NCAA was going to have a 20-second rule in between pitches.
Oh yeah, right.
And I was excited to see how that would affect pace of play, and I think that, you know, obviously they're doing some things in the minor leagues, and you know, if in fact they do come together, you know, how that's going to work out, see if they work along the pace of play, because obviously they're going to be trying to get games in and, you know, keep these guys comfortable near poolside and all that.
Well, so Victor, you would know this, being a collegiate umpire. Was pace of play an issue in college baseball? I mean, are there some pitchers that work very slowly like some do in major leagues? Okay, I didn't realize that was a problem at that level.
And, you know, you get coaches that you know, try to become part of the game, and, you know, the visitations and things like that. That's also part of it. You know, you only get so many offensive conferences during a game now. And it's up to us to keep track of that.
Right.
And, you know, if you see an offensive or a defensive conference at the mound, and, you know, the other guy comes out and talks to his two guys on base, you know, you look at them and say, that's an offensive visit. You can't do it again.
Right.
You know, things like that.
And you have to start it at that level. And so that's it bleeds up into when they go into the minor leagues. And then into the major leagues. Like, that's where you need to start it, because I think these guys that are in the majors now had all this time catered to them, and so it's been part of their routine for years. I'm sure David Price has pitched the same way since he was in high school, college, and that's why he takes so darn long between pitches. You know, it's just staggering, and you can't have that keep happening, so... I would be fascinated to see the effects of it too. I think it stinks we don't have the spring season to be able to see.
I've gone to coaches and say, hey, you know, or I'll say something to the catcher and say, man, this guy's slow. You know, things like that.
Yeah,
you should.
It's just you gotta speed up the game. It's killing it.
It drives me crazy when you get somebody out there, you know, that's doing that, or, you know, he all of a sudden becomes concerned with some stupid guy on base and, you know, has to throw over five times, or, you know, whatever.
Well, and
my other question, Scotty, with the brown cuts, is baseball one of them?
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, the sports that were that are being transitioned from varsity to club sports are men's and women's squash, women's skiing,
women's equestrian,
men's and women's golf,
yep,
women's equestrian, and men's track and field, which counts as two sports because they do track and field in the fall
and cross country,
and
right?
In the winter and the spring, and men's cross country, which is in the fall,
and fencing too.
In men's and women's fencing.
Yep.
Okay. So those are the 11 sports that are being moved to club sports from varsity sports, and then they're adding sailing, women's sailing, and co-ed sailing.
Well, that's it. I'm getting rid of all my swords.
No, hey.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Victor.
Thanks,
Victor.
Have
a wonderful day, and it's always a pleasure to listen to you on Saturday morning.
Thanks, Victor.
Victor.
The hidden gem of EEI.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You, Victor.
Thanks, Victor. I was even going to say, to Victor's point, even just watching some of the Little League games, you know, because I've seen my fair share here. I've been to the Little League World Series, five of the last six summers, and watching some of the kids at that level, they learn from what they see on TV with the Major League Baseball players. And so you'll see guys that are 11, 12 years old put their hand up, you know, before a pitch is coming to call timeout and step out of the box and waste time like the guys in the major leagues do, because that's what they see on TV. That's what they feel the professionals do. That's what they feel the game is.
Sure.
And that's a problem, because you need to speed up the pace starting at a young age.
Yep.
Because once you do that, then it's going to improve the game. And so I didn't realize that they were going to do the clock in the NCAA this year. That really would have been fascinating, because I do think that's going to help. They started doing it in the minor leagues, and it was sort of relaxed and loosely put out there, but you feel like maybe at a younger level, they'll really try to enforce it.
And you could say what you want, but pitchers control the pace of play in a game.
They do,
if
absolutely.
You remember Tim Wakefield games, 2 hours, just a little over 2 hours. David Price games, 4.5 hours, 5 hours.
That's one thing you could never say bad about Chris Sale, is that guy gets the ball, goes out there, and just chucks it. And I love guys like that. They don't mess around, spit, pick their nose, pick their rear end, fix their jock strap, and then throw the pitch. Like, it's just not necessary. Just get the ball and throw it. Let's go.
401-737-1287. The phone number. You're listening to Cordishy and Coit on W.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.